Blog Talk Radio. like nothing I ever know. Her eyes shine like diamonds in a field of snow. The man that destiny led her to meet made him feel that life was now complete.
That makes you cry. You'll end up killing. just in the nick of time when I lack the will to keep on moving on. You've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why, and now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine.
Fucking it up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no if,
shit like you're lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you're skating. Baby, ain't no hold up, I'm that sugar, hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shirt, I'm impatient. This type of shit, heavy violent. That's minute shit to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, ride in. Don't hesitate when you hit it, cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me you outside, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. Oh yeah, you know you're right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I lie. No, I need it more than just one time. Two times, two times. You know that I need it from you, baby, right?
Watch, bust me down, mm-hmm. On the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now, ow. Tell me how you want it, put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all, I could probably suck a watermelon through a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drop this pussy down low like bombs to wave, boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink clothes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
Welcome, 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 everyone. This is the Love Zone. I'm your host, LaPerla Negra, and I'm joined by my sultry diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing, diva?
Hey, diva. I am wonderful. How are you?
Oh, you know I'm ecstatic. You know I can. Oh, girl, by the verse, but that's later. That's later. What is it? Oh, some throw me off. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the Love Zone. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Let me get myself together, y'all. I got some really good news earlier. It's kind of throwing me off. This is the Epiphany Radio Network. I mean, Epiphany Radio. You're listening to the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, you got your raw link on? Because I got mine on.
I have mine on right now. Yes, I do.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. But if you don't, you can still just call in and listen in. Now, tonight, Diva, this is a part 2. Because we did this show before, but I'm sure people have more to say about it. This is the second half of why is it so important to learn your person's love language and what is yours, if you have one? And Diva, I want to know. I already know you got a love language, but I think our callers and our listeners need to know. What is it that's important about learning your partner's love language?
Well, first of all, we're not mind readers, and I really feel it's important because due to the fact we aren't mind readers, we can easily misconstrue something, get it all wrong, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, there's a blow up. So, you know, I took the quiz, and I was a little surprised on what I saw. So, because normally I would think it would be something else. You know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. it's, you know, so I am words of affirmation.
Oh,
and
yes.
I thought, and that's something that I love because, you know, your partner's word is supposed to be his bond and vice versa.
Absolutely.
So that there'll be no mistakes made. And, you know, and then once you learn what's important to them, you make it important to you if you love them.
Absolutely. Well, you already answered the second half of the question, which was, what is yours? Is that what you actually consider yourself, words of affirmation?
Yeah, I do.
That's what you consider your self language? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I thought it would be physical touch, but evidently. I mean, I like that too, but, you know, I like words and I like action, so I think that's it. So what about you, Diva?
Well, me, I don't so much go by the test because I'm really, my love language is pretty much all of it except for I'm still learning how to accept gifts without feeling like I don't deserve them. And it's just from certain, you know, we talked about this last night on my hobby show, traumatic relationships, traumatic experiences. And whenever I was given a gift, I was always made to feel later like I did this for you, you know, because of this and this and that. And I've never been one to do that. And I'm big on gift giving. I love, you know, giving my loved ones or people that I care about. I love gifting it to them, especially when I have an abundance to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, I'm the biggest gift giver. But I'm also, you know, and that comes in with acts of service. Also, I'm very, you know, I'm big on positive affirmations. I try to tell all of y'all, you know, and try to keep everybody uplifted. That's even with people that I don't know, complete and total strangers. If I see somebody down, I'm like, look, listen, we're not going to have none of that, okay? And I am uber affectionate. Like I was saying earlier, I'm not clingy because I want my space. So I respect that, and I believe in giving my person their space with no problem. But I am a little, I'm kind of touchy-feely. I like to kiss, I like to hug, you know, I like to touch, all of that. I can't help it. That's just me. And definitely time alone a lot just because of my level of patience. In all my relationships, they knew that I would be waiting. So they didn't have no problem just walking out the door and doing whatever. You know what I mean? Because I was pretty much a homebody. I had my street running time, but I stayed home because that's where I felt as though I should be. You know what I mean? That's where I wanted to be. So, all of those, aside from the working on the accepting of gifts, I will accept a gift with no problem. And I truly, truly appreciate it. I think I show a little bit too much appreciation when I do get a gift because of the way that I was treated. But other than that, yeah, and I do. I express it in every aspect of my life, especially if I'm in a relationship. You know, the person really couldn't say anything bad about me, but people always find a way to turn things around and make themselves the victim, you know. You know, if she wasn't sitting so close to me all the time or, you know, maybe she did this and did that when I really wasn't, you know, doing the crazy stuff. But it is what it is, you know. So that's pretty much my thing on it, you know. I'm a pretty good person. You know, some people might look at me as a monster because I don't put up with certain shit anymore. But all around, I think I'm a pretty good person. There you
go.
I'm lovable. But, man. I think I'm going to keep my good news to myself just for a little bit so I don't jinx it. But, you know, I'm, girl, it's fireworks going off inside.
I know.
But, later on. But I'm anxious to open up these phone lines. What about you? You ready to get to these callers?
I'm so ready.
All right. Well, we're going to open up this first caller. It is Baby Diva. Hey, Shanice. How you doing, Diva? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, Shanice.
Johnny, is she there, sweetie? Are you muted? Going once, going twice. Johnny, calling is
facially
Johnny. Yeah, I'm going to close her mic and I'll come back to her a little bit later. But, go our next caller. Well, we're not being bad tonight, so I ain't scared of them tonight. We're going to open up this like Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Vee?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
What's good?
I mean, I like the way y'all ain't do no pieces. I mean, y'all doing y'all pieces in the middle of the show. At the end of the show, I mean, you know. Y'all did.
Well,
great.
We're saving the best for last, okay?
Oh,
that's all it.
I like
so
it.
We going.
Nice recovery.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
I really
man.
Put y'all on blast, but I know y'all just forgot. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, really.
So we didn't forget.
I'm
forget.
Just a little excited. Mm-hmm. That's all about something for news I got. That's all. But,
I mean, what you mean you ain't afraid of me? This is my kind of topic. You should
be.
Here we go. I ain't scared of you, Van. Okay? I'm trying to tell you. I ain't scared of you for real. Just sometimes your pieces, your tone, your delivery, all that, it just makes me feel some kind of way. But I ain't scared of you. Okay, don't get it twisted.
Done. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Here we go.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now. The chance I get to Philly, I'm finding you.
Oh, Lord.
First on my list.
Oh, my God. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear him threatening me? Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
But how y'all doing tonight? Y'all doing all right? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm still fighting through this cold, but getting better.
I'm glad you're getting better. We got to keep my brother J-Rob in prayer. He doesn't sound good.
Yeah. I know. I'm really feeling some kind of bad about him. And I ain't talked to him at all today. So, J-Rob, you know we love you, man. And yes, I'm sending up prayers all day for you.
Yeah, I didn't want to call. I didn't want to call him because I didn't want him to strain his vocals because I'm like, bro, stop talking.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Yeah, for real.
Right.
Because you know what? You strain yourself and you pull away from your healing when you do that. And that was the main reason why I didn't call him because I knew when he told me the other night, he said his vocals. I was like, all right, I'm going to just text him or I'll send him a video. You know, I'm famous for sending a video to y'all. You know,
absolutely.
I'm going to send him a little text a little bit later on and find out if you need something and get back to us about it.
I told him to let me know as well so we can get together and send him a care package because he loves sending everybody care packages. So whatever he needs.
Almost definitely. Now, Poetic.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to call you Poetic tonight because you was just talking a little earlier. Okay, I'm going to ask you the question. Why do you think it's so important to learn your person's love language, and what is yours?
I'm going to say it's not important to learn their love language.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because the experience of the person, you don't want to take away from the growth of the relationship by trying to focus in on just one language, asking them to tell you Brent. Because those tests, even though it isolates one particular love language that you have, we all have a little bit of all those love languages in us. So to just focus on one, so VIP, you said yours is words of affirmation, right? So if I'm your man,
but
all I'm doing is complimenting
the other
thing. All I'm doing is complimenting you all the time, telling you with my words how I adore you, but I never buy you a gift. Is that okay? That I don't think about you, I'm out, and I don't bring you. Is that okay? I'm like, but baby, I'm focused on your love language. Girl, I know your love language. It's words of affirmation. You don't want gifts. What the hell you mean? I want gifts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that you think about me in that manner. Touch?
Right.
Baby, you mean you don't want to touch me when we're making love? You just going to keep talking to me? No, baby, you got to put your hands where my eyes can't see. You got to.
Oh, man.
So,
well,
you know.
I did say that I tapped on a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, because these kind of tests, we kind of get away from the whole courting phase, the whole learning your partner without having to ask them. You need to pay attention to them. You will know their love language if you're paying attention, because I promise you, if I say, Ms. VIP, you look beautiful today, and your eyes light up, oh, yeah, baby, I know that's your thing. I know that's your thing. But if I just touch the lower palm of your back or embrace you and hug you real tight, and you just, ooh, you let out this moan, yeah, I know that's your thing, touch. You know, so it, focusing on just one kind of takes away from the learning of the partners, in my opinion.
I agree.
I got you.
I agree. That's what I
like
said.
It.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. You go ahead.
No, that's what I was just saying. You know, I actually, you know, learning your partner, you will learn their love language.
Absolutely.
In all aspects of the relationship. And I do. The only thing, like I said, my only issue is learning to accept gifts without feeling guilty, but that's a complex that I'm still working on, because it was just drilled into me throughout the years. You know,
my two marriages have made me not appreciate gifts for various reasons. My first wife didn't really believe in giving gifts. She gave them because she knew that that was the thing to do, birthdays and holidays, but she would rather not buy a gift at all, honestly. Not even just because. She felt like it took too much work into trying to figure out what that person would like. She bought me two gifts for two of my birthdays that I remember. One was tickets to an audition concert. And the second one was a leather 49ers jacket. If you know me, you know the 49ers is my team. Been my team since
88.
Out of all of the gifts that she got me, the two, you know, everything else was just like, you really put no thought into this. A gift card? Yeah you put no thought into this. There's no in the learning process of my love language. She would have known that just her being in my presence and spending time with me would have been enough for me other than a gift. But she didn't buy them anyway, so what did it matter? You know, but yeah, you know, I mean, we all like those things. But my love language, you know, according to the test, is quality time. So,
I hear that.
You know. I think quality time, which is very important, because those are moments that you just never get back, you know.
That's right.
Whether it's going somewhere, It can be something simple as going to the grocery store. Just our interaction to bring that moment is important to me. It is important to me because, you know, I for one, you know, when I'm in love with someone, I hate being away from them. I want to be with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily have to be cuddled up, snuggled up. As long as we're there together and we can physically put our eyes on each other, that's good for me. I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that we are clingy and stuff because sometimes I just don't like clingy. But,
Absolutely. I hear it. My husband made me not want to buy him any gifts. The very first gift that I gave him, I got for him, I had put in overtime to make that extra money. And he had his ear pierced. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get him, you know, a nice earring. So I went to one of the little high-end stores and got a really good quality diamond. It wasn't really big, but it was the quality of it. And, you know, I was excited about it. But I also went and got him a really, really nice terry cloth robe and a huge beach towel. It was the size. He was a big guy, so I had to get him something. But I had his initials embroidered in it, and I was really excited. I don't know if y'all know anything about a store called Boyd's. I don't think they're open anymore, but it ain't cheap. very, very good quality men's clothing store. Went in there, got the stuff, and was excited. It was actually Christmas was coming up, and that was our first year together. And he opens up the little box first with the earring in it, and what he does when he takes the top off of it, he looks at it and says, "This kind of shit don't turn me on." And he threw it the box on the bed, and I'm like, "Wow, okay," and and he opened up the.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
He opened up the robe and the towel, and he was like, oh, yeah, this is nice, thanks. And he just tossed him on a bed and went on about his business. And I was like, you know what? I got half a mind not to buy this nigga anything else.
What he really wanted was for you to jump out of the cake in your birthday suit. Like, hey, daddy.
Well, he got that too.
Oh,
because I was... he got that, but he, you know, it was just the blatant disrespect. Period. Just a nonchalant attitude, and like, yeah, whatever, you know. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm gonna buy his ass nothing else no more for a while, you know. And what really killed me is when he came home with gifts from other people. Mainly women. He was. He couldn't wait to show me. He couldn't wait to get on the phone and call his boys and brag about it. Not once did he mention my gift. Not once. And none of those gifts that they gave him touched what I bought him. I've seen the quality of them. You know, and it's like they didn't take any time or any thought was put into giving him those gifts, buying them. So, you know, but I got past it. It just toughened my skin.
Hurts
a little bit. I learn. You live and you learn. You know? But,
absolutely.
Yeah. Enough about my crap. Before you get into your piece, can we please have the rundown for the week?
Yes, we can. Tomorrow night we will cancel the Get Down so that J-Rob can rest, you know. Kind of an executive decision because when I had COVID, he would not let me come back and do my show until I was fully healed. So we will cancel the Get Down tomorrow. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, coming back from his hiatus, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the poet Douglas Arthur Larry Maddox, the CEO, y'all. La Perla Negra, Essentially Janice running the event page, and yours truly Poetic. And Monday night will be the poetry of one La Perla Negra. So make sure you get your pieces, y'all.
Y'all got to remind me now.
Absolutely.
Tuesday
night
now.
Is going to be the Honey Drippers. Oh, my. With the shenanigans. With your host, Mojave. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra in the Love Zone. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Very, very nice rundown. Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to because you never disappoint. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Absolutely. The title of this piece is called Love Languages. She received the gift of my mental stimulation. Her body responded with simple suggestion. Play with my mind with your words of affirmation. Turn me on so I can be your stimulation. In your quality time, we held on to dreams and visions. Keeping her love languages alive is my mission. Through my acts of service, my servitude is necessary for reassurance. Oh, I'm nervous. Because in my devotion to her, I must physically touch her. Throughout time together, I strive to combine all of our pleasure beyond all five love languages and include metaphoric bliss filled with subliminal passages. Because a journey through her mind creates a warming sensation that I must find. I must find this hidden gem. Make love to her eternally in my kingdom. Please her royalty and adorning her with fine silk. Sipping on her honey and milk. I pay attention to her movements so I can understand her dynamic. I just want to please her and ease our communications fever. Because the hotter the love language, the more passionate our forever sublanguage. The temperature is already heated. No way I want to feel her or have her mistreated. I can't let go of just wanting her simple connection, her healing affection, misguided selection, choices of resurrection of a love lost so long ago. I can't give up or let go. I yearn for her love language like a kid yearning to ride a bike, fall off with no training wheels, get back on pedals and see how it feels. So immensely pleasurable, her sublanguages. I love her, and I love her love languages. And that's that piece.
Oh. You was dropping some gems in there, and I couldn't even write them down fast enough because you was bringing, coming with the next line and then, like, flying in the next line. I'm like, damn, okay. that was beautiful. That was really nice. I wish I could pinpoint on one of them. Yeah, when you were saying metaphoric bliss, is that what you said?
That is what I said. Mm-hmm.
What was that line?
And include metaphoric bliss filled with subliminal passages.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's play on words, Lord. Mm-hmm.
You already know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Poetic, I really like this piece because, like you said in your commentary, that you just didn't, you're not going to touch on just one, and you went through all of them, which, you know, and, you know, which would make a woman feel, you know, complete. And even though she'll come complete, but you just make it even more enhanced. And I just like the way you play on words. And like, anyway, I can't say nothing else.
Absolutely.
Can't say
absolutely.
I don't want to be in trouble tonight.
Look.
Just know this, Poetic. La Perla Negra is not scared of you, okay?
Oh, see. Right.
We shall see. Man. We shall see.
Troublemaker. Oh, Lord. Yeah. He's going to try to be. Lord. Okay. Hey, poetic. I'm going to send you over in the love lounge. You what?
I'm gonna be like Candyman. I'm gonna be like Candyman. Say my name.
Don't have mercy. Okay. What was I saying? I'm gonna send you over in the love lounge. Going in there, you the first one. Kalinda that got finished.
I got your
Yeah, she done set up your she got your glass waiting for you and everything. She's waiting for some conversation.
She knows what I need. Thank y'all so much. My love, I might take your socks off.
You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Girl, you know what I'm going to do? Oh, God, my screen is messing up. Hold on. I'm glad I loaded this on my phone, too, because I sure enough just, All right. I'm going to have to wait for that load. But what I am going to do, it's played it. I think this is suited to go after his piece. Ooh, Diva. What do you think? Do you think that song fit his feet?
I love that song.
I'm drinking now. I do too, honey. That's an oldie but goodie for me, guys.
That's what it is.
All right, we're going to go back and see if our diva is ready for us. Okay.
All right.
Janice, are you there, love? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, I'm here. Thanks for coming back. Hi, Bonnie.
Of course. How could we not come back to our diva? Hey.
Yeah, well,
how are you tonight, love?
Yeah, we all are, honey.
this, you know, these devices and this technology, it's supposed to be a convenience for us when it actually becomes somewhat of a hindrance at times, especially when you depend on it and it doesn't work right.
I'm gonna claim user error, so this is all me.
Okay. That's all good. My diva has something to ask you tonight.
I do. Baby diva, how important is it to learn your partner's love language? And that part B, what is yours?
Okay. What was I thinking earlier? So I wouldn't want to make the mistake of being focused solely on my preferences, how I give and receive love. I think it's important to know what my partners, how they give and receive love also. We were playing around with the quiz, and one of the things that I noticed was that mine at the very bottom was gift giving. But I actually love to give gifts. I just don't receive them well. But what if my partner's love language was giving gifts and I don't receive them well? It wouldn't be loving to not accept that well or not learn to adapt because it's not my preference. So I think it's important to ask those questions and have those conversations and through, like, just being around the person and seeing what they prefer. But I don't know. Like, I think it's important to ask those questions and have those conversations and not make the mistake of making assumptions. We're not mind readers, like Ms. VIP said earlier. I mean, there's potentially four different ways of giving and receiving love within that relationship. So it may not match. It may not be the same. And it may help us be more well-rounded if we're open to adapting.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, thank you for that. Before we get into your piece, can you tell us what you got going on in your Tiffany Radio universe?
Oh, you know what? I also forgot to say what mine is. Mine is quality
time. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, my love language is quality time. I'll circle back to that later.
No, you could go ahead.
I like it.
Continue.
I had something that I was thinking about that, too. But, yeah, so I didn't think that was going to be mine either. I was thinking that it was physical touch just from listening to people's other conversations, and certain things resonated with me, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that must be me, too. But I'm looking at these questions, and there's certain things that I don't lean towards when it comes to touch. And I lean more towards quality time. And then I just started thinking of instances in the past. The best memories that I had was literally just sharing space with someone and not even necessarily doing the same thing, but being in the same room. Like one thing that came to mind for me was, like, not quite a year ago, I was just sharing a space with someone and we were both writing. No TV, no music, but we were just both sitting there writing. And I was just thinking, that's the first time I've ever experienced that, and it was awesome. I don't know. But, yeah, sharing quality time, I realized that really is more important to me than I realized.
Oh, yeah. I thought, you know what, I was surprised with mine, too, because I thought mine would have came up about touch, because I'm very affectionate. For a long time I had to suppress that, but I refused to now, and in the event I get into another relationship, they just going to have to work with it. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to be like hanging on like an appendage or anything because, like I said, I respect space, but I am very, very affectionate.
And see,
you know,
I'm learning from some
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you're
no I was just thinking
you,
I'm
you know,
learning.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm learning from some of my friendships that a lot of a lot of the people in my circle don't like touch.
Oh,
so
wow.
They don't like hugs. They don't like to be touched on the arm. It just
oh my goodness.
Because of their past experiences, like you don't know
Ooh.
What somebody. So
mm-hmm.
for someone who like I grew up around a family who hugged a lot. But
yeah.
I have to be aware of when I'm talking to somebody, my hands move, and I don't necessarily
mm-hmm.
touch an arm the way that I used to because it may make somebody uncomfortable, especially if they come right
yeah.
up and tell you. And it's not like they look at you negatively or anything. It's just that their experience is different. It's important
right.
in friendship,
yeah.
not just relationship, you know, romantic
Absolutely.
Relationship.
Absolutely. But it's back to what you were saying, you know, just, you don't have to be up on that person or making physical contact with them. Just their presence
mm-hmm.
alone
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
Me being a twin, me and my twin were always together. And I think that's where my affection came from because I really didn't get it from the rest of my family members, but it was just a natural thing between me and I.
That makes so much sense.
I being in certain relationships, my husband wasn't very affectionate. He showed his affection with giving me gifts, bringing me jewelry, and he knew that I loved to read, so he would bring me the favorite kind of books that I like. I like novels. I don't mind the short stories, but I prefer a novel because I like a long continuation, a page turner, things like that, and that made me be apprehensive about reaching out to him and touching him. I never lost my craving for affection, but I learned how to chill out on it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I respect space. I'm not going to stop being affectionate. But I do know there are boundaries that have to be set. You have to respect that because, you, like you said, you don't know what a person has been through or where they're coming from. And
mm-hmm.
the slightest little
give them a chance to share that too.
Way, right. Let them bring it to you instead of
right.
Pulling at it. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I seen this quote. I don't know where it was, but it said if you ask a man for his heart, he'll show you his dick. Let him bring it to you. It's crazy how it sounds, but I get it because I learned a long time ago not to chase after the fall because if you chase, you'll be chased. You'll be running forever. Whatever you chase is going to continue to run from you. Okay, so you just wait.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's meant for you,
mm-hmm.
it'll come to you. It will. You will have it. See, you know, you just wait. So. And that's pretty much it. But I'm not going to keep on going on and on about this. I'm going to let you get to your piece because I know you bought something delicious for us to listen to. And whenever you're ready.
I did an edit. Yeah.
It might be
mm-hmm.
yours.
Okay. Hopefully this isn't too loud. I remember the constellations we talked about the night we met and how you didn't see my taking a break from socializing as something that needed to be remedied. Instead, you joined me without disrupting my peace and you followed my line of sight until you realized that I was only spending time with the moon. And soon afterwards was this ease of being each time revealing that somehow we met before. I loved how I laughed with you. over some obscure, corny, geeky shit, details I wouldn't share because no one else would get it. You felt familiar, like the home I would go to and when I would wake with you. No one cared about how much time had passed. I couldn't last past the first of too many movies chosen, and to be honest, I only wanted to sleep with you, to lay beside you, close my eyes, and be at peace with you. I walked through dreams with you. You're still the one I felt the most like myself with. You're the only one who I've seen along the scenes of Not Quite Now and a long time ago. And though right now might not be ours, I believe we'll meet again, pick up where we left off, and remember. Essentially, Jenny.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
That was beautiful. You give such a visual. I don't know if it's that actual voice, but you always give such a visual, and it's so. It's like you. I see myself floating through what you are talking about. I'm seeing people, and I'm seeing you talking to a particular person. They don't so much have faces, but these are bodies there. There are entities there, and there's always some kind of street and certain kind of weather. And it's always either water around and the sound of the breeze blowing through some trees. Girl, that's beautiful. I love your pieces, man. I really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
Diva?
You know what, Janice? I truly, truly, I'm like Danielle. I see everything. And you said I only wanted to lay with you, and suddenly I'm in the bed with my person.
Yeah.
Well, imagine person. But anyway, and to look over or to feel at peace, you know, I just felt the calm come over me. And I just love your voice, girl. Yes, you are our sultry. Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Our Zen as well. Definitely our Zen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Woo.
And I love this. Thank you so much for coming through. Oh, wait a minute.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about what you got going on in Disney Universe.
Probably not, because I did the whole segue. I did it. Monday. I think, did I hear right? We're going to be featuring your work on Monday on the podcast.
Yeah, so please drop me a text and remind me, because y'all know I don't retain stuff well.
All right, yeah. But this will be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday night.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to send you over in the Love Lounge with Poetic. He's over there. I don't know what him and Kalinda is talking about, but she does love conversation, and she makes sure. She's got an excellent memory. She always remembers everybody's favorite drink. So you go on over there and chill out with him, and we will talk later. One love, one night.
Yes. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
I love that. I think this song would be fitting right here.
Deprived from holding my feelings.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not going to be able to give all of y'all full song, but you will have something. Diva, I think we need a station identification break real quick, too.
All right. No problem.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Love Zone, and we are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And before we go any further, I got to give a shout-out and a thanks to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. You know, without him, there would be no us. There would be no Epiphany Radio. So I thank you.
Right.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press that one. I see you for real. Put your hand up. I'm opening up your mic anyway. But right now, we're going to open up this next microphone. And it's about to rain on us. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Well, hey,
Divas.
What's happening?
Hey. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling good. A little tired, but I feel good. I feel really good. Enjoying the topic. You know, my little sis came in here and stole all my answers.
Oh, well, you know how they do. Yeah, it is. But you can still give your answers anyway.
Oh, I got a little twist. I got a little twist on it. You know me.
All right. Well, we want to know, how important is it for you to learn your person's love language, and what is yours?
I think it's essential to know all of them. In the order in which they are. Mine is a very close tie between quality time and words of affirmation. And my answer before Janice got on here would have been exactly what she said. I think it's important because while those are my love languages, I communicate love with gifts. And it's not really the gift itself. It's my gift of very thought out. So it's really the thought behind the gift. It's me letting you know that I see you. I'm paying attention. I know what moves you. I know what you're going to like. And so that's where my gifts come in. It helps that I have my own business, that I can do a lot of those things for myself, you know, like, but it's very important to me. I just don't give gifts to give gifts. I give in thought out gifts. So, like Janice was saying, you know, if I communicate gifts to someone, and that's not how they receive love, then it has to be known, and there has to be some type of a compromise, so that you don't want your gestures
to be to fall mm-hmm. on deaf ears, if you will. You don't want that. You want them to understand, and you want them to feel loved. So you're going to have to find a way to communicate it to them in a way that they understand.
Absolutely. I agree with you. You know, there are no wrong answers or it's no wrong commentary on this particular subject because, like Poetic said earlier, in a relationship, we are going to display all of the love languages and we're going to experience them coming from our partner. We're going to give them and we're going to experience them. So I like that. I like that a lot.
There is one little twist. Like when I was looking at mine and how closely quality time and words of affirmation were for me, I'm surprised words of affirmation was not in front. There was a 3% difference between the two because I'm so big on communication. But I think in this world right now, being that I have chosen to be single for as long as I have, I deal mainly with moving around, mainly in an online world. So the last few relationships that I've had, including my marriage, have resulted from online meetings, not dating sites or anything, but just organic meetings online. So with that being said, the words and quality time kind of go together because they're one and the same.
Okay.
If you're not right next to the person, you can't have that quality time sharing the same space. So
not the biblical, no. But the communication itself that can be deemed quality time as well, because we are the state that the world is in now. We have no choice but to deal with each other in a certain capacity anyway. There's a lot of separation. Mm-hmm. Unless you have children that live at home with you or that come visit you or you go to see them, most of us are separated. A lot of us are separated by different parts of the city, different states. Countries too. It depends on the nature of your relationship with that person, but it's still considered quality time when you are communicating with that person. So
being present with one another. Absolutely.
Yes. Now, Rain Darling, I want to know what you got going on. And just out there in the universe. Wait a minute now. You're Epiphany family now. So what you got going on in the Epiphany universe? I can ask you that now. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Starting August 23rd, Raw with Rain will launch its very first show. I will be accompanied by the very own Epiphany's very own, my precious is what I call him, CEO of the He will be my co-host for the first couple of shows. We will be every other night opposite the Soul Cafe. Every other Monday night, opposite. So I'm excited about it, and I have some back channel workings going on. So I have some ideas coming up, and maybe some surprises that will shock everybody in the Epiphany universe.
I'm excited for you. And I will be
Thank
here with
you.
Them on show now. So,
all right,
darling, thank you for that. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something delicious.
I did. I brought my latest piece. Happens to kind of cover a lot of this. It was not written for this show, but we'll see.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. If I had my way, I'd rewind time just this once. Take it back to the beginning, let down my guard, let you in, let you see the innermost parts of me. See, few have taken the time because honestly, few have truly seen me. But you did, didn't you? Even though I didn't want to admit it, you saw beyond rain, you saw past my pain, you saw me in ways I didn't even see myself yet. Now I find myself imagining that your touch would feel like healing, your mind would continuously feed me, and the universe knows that I'm starving. Your words would affirm me, lift me, gift me, intrigue me, leave me breathless, incite me to surrender, and I would for you. Your eyes would take me on a journey, and I'll stay ready for the ride and oblige when you take the long detour to show me the surprise you have in store for me. Did you know I love surprises? Your smile would reassure me, wipe away my doubts, and remind me how there isn't anything more important to you than this. Your lips, soft, insistent, would devour my hesitation like, you know that's how I like you. Perhaps you'd muse me, give my pen reason to move, because right now this well is dry. And with a name like rain, that's a shameful confession to make. Tell me, how can I find myself in your embrace? I just want my soul to be revived and feel alive again. Like, I don't know who you are, but I'm certain that you exist. Our paths must have crossed somewhere between then and right now, right? But how can I find you? Better yet, can you just find me, please? I promise I have a heart full of love, and if you have the time, I have a fascinating mind worth exploring. I live in a state of peace, so if you create a safe space for me to be me, you can rest here too. I'll provide refuge. I'm a creative, ambitious, and thoughtful, though I admit most really only get to see and hear rain. She's the one with the voice, unafraid to speak her mind, but me, I kind of stay tucked away. I don't do so well on stage, and, well, I don't come easy, but anything worth having rarely does, right? If I had my way, I'd find myself falling into you. I'd find myself falling for you, and you'd be there to catch me. I'd let down my guard, tear down my wall, and find myself trusting you. I'd never expect you to read my mind, but please listen when I speak. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Testing me isn't necessary. I drink your words from your lips, enthusiastically taste your dreams, confessions, and concerns, and affirmations. Our kiss would be an exchange. It would be one of the many ways we speak life into one another. I could go on and tell you all the ways that we could play, but let me just say, it would be much more fun if we could talk about that off the page. So, how about you find me, and we can both have our way. That's right.
Girl.
All right, Nate.
Girl. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I'm going to feel you on that one. I definitely feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Your voice is
come
so damn soothing. It just distracts me from some of the words that you speak all the time. I've got to learn to focus on the words that are coming out of your mouth instead of your voice, because I get lost in it. I really, really do. It's so soft. It's so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, and by the time you realize she's talking, she at the end of her piece, because the voice is so sweet. Oh, my God. But I love that piece. And don't get it twisted. I heard a lot of what you were saying. And, man, sound like you was digging in my archives and to back my life a little bit. But how I'm feeling. So, but that was dope. I love that piece. Diva.
Look, all I'm stuck is come find me, because that is all I want. Come find me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's a wonderful piece. I loved every minute of it. You have a cadence about you, and first you start off soft, and then you have a little run, and then you go back to softness, and then you come with the forthrightness, and then it's and then that's it. And all of a sudden, that's rain. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for that beautiful piece and your insight on your love languages. I'm gonna set you over there in the love lounge. I think over there, Janice and Poetic. Yeah.
Grab
your drink.
I'm about to fight Poetic, so you don't know why yet, but I'm gonna fight him.
Don't hurt him today.
I'm gonna make sure Kalinda's safe, and I'll make sure Zanice gets in the corner.
Yes, please. She don't want no kind of drama. All right.
Good night, lady.
One love, one bite.
One love.
I think I'm gonna hit this for our diva.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah.
I forgot to unmute myself. I was talking. Because are we ready for this next caller? I'll open up this next microphone. We go from a ring to a Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Love Zone, Sir Lawrence. How are you doing tonight?
Doing really well. How are you?
I'm still stuffy from my cold, but I'm doing good. I'm blessed. Yeah.
All right. You might want to try some of that colloidal silver, you know.
Okay. I got some really, really good news tonight, and I would love to share it with you guys, but I don't want to jinx it, so I'm holding in for a minute. But I promise to let y'all know what it is later.
No, now, boy, they must be on them serbs.
it's got me high, but it's a natural high. Believe me, it's a blessing.
Well,
my diva has a question for that she wants to ask you.
All right, Miss VIP.
Not having anything. How important is it to learn your person's love language? And that second part, what is yours?
Well, for instance, I read that book, The Five Love Languages, and I think it should be more of, instead of learn, notice, you know what I'm saying? Because when you start making a textbook, then people say things or have a tendency to say things that they think you want to hear or that sounds right or whatever the case. More so than being accurate, you know, and you know, because it's like those saying goes, you can talk about, you can read in a book, okay, going textbook, all right, how to start a fire without any matches, but then you mess around there and get out there in a situation where you literally have to do it. So until you do it, you know, it's one thing to say it, but there's a whole other thing to do it. And if you ain't paying attention, then you really missing the whole boat. I mean, because, you know, you really don't know. I mean, you can listen to a lot of women. You can listen to the way they laugh, and then you can hear their pillow talk just based on the way they laugh. You know, you can listen to a guy say, for instance, he has to go to the restroom really, really bad, and then he's at the point of busting, but then when he finally gets in there and does it, then you can kind of detect what he sounds like. This is just them little nuances like that, but I'm just saying. But anyway.
Okay. I can dig that. Basically reading between the lines. Okay.
You're right.
I like that. Right. I like that. Okay. All right. That's what's up. Now, so Lawrence, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
You know, this is so interesting with this language and so forth. I finished this piece today. It's a brand new piece, and I think it fits. And now you have to listen to it closely, but I think it fits.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
A shadow. Except I felt your tap. Before we speak, to be more expressive, we need vowels and consonants, creating a rhythmical succession. Tonating. Melody of language, pulsating the pitch, separated by the O. Love. Two words in between two consonants, two vowels in between two consonants. It is, we are, feeling the same feelings. One, union. Together we both have an end. Like a shadow, totally accepting who it is attached to. Sometimes, two syllables. When counted, it's an even split. Why? Wasn't part of the original group. Because it is not about you. Pronounce the letters. Then answer the question. Now you know the truth. Sir Lawrence.
Nice. Now you know the truth. I like that. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Pronounce the letter. I'm still quite mystical. Excuse me, y'all. Hold on a second. Okay, I couldn't unmute myself. I don't know what was going on with that. But that was a beautiful piece for Lauren. I really like that. Pronounce the letters. And I'm very big on the way people articulate their words. That was pretty awesome. Now, what I'm going to do, I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you for giving us your insight on the topic, and I'm going to set you over there in the Love Lounge with, you got Poetic over there, you got Essentially Janice, you got Rain over there. Yeah, I think y'all should have a nice little get together.
Thank you for coming through.
All right.
All right.
One love,
thank
one mic.
Thank you mind. So much.
One love, one mic. You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
All right, I'm going to do this for her long.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
thank mommy,
and I'm standing on the front line. And the Lord asked me what I did with my life. I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in the world,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-630. And press that 1. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10:34, and you have until 10:59 to call in, especially if you're streaming online. Because the Blog Talk Lady will cut you off. She has no chill whatsoever. Now, Diva, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to open up this next microphone? We go from Sir Lawrence.
Yes, I am.
I believe this is our wordsmith. Joe the Virgo Mind Dancer. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. How y'all doing? What's going on?
We're doing good. How are you feeling tonight, y'all?
Oh, good, good. It's a good night. It's a good night. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, I believe, I don't know, is it my turn to ask the question or is it your turn, Diva?
It's your turn, Diva.
It is my turn to ask the question. All right. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. We want to know, how important is it for you to learn your person's love language, and what is yours?
Yeah, it's very important to understand a person's love language. You know, for one reason, a person's mood. Are they actually in the mood for love? You need to know that before speaking on it or, you know, reaching out to touch someone. But you don't really know what kind of mood they're in. But, you know, if you learn to read them, then, you know, it makes it a whole lot better.
Okay. But, okay.
My language is, I speak multiple languages. But I don't really have a personal language to say. I'm multilingual, put it like that.
Okay. Okay. That's kind of sexy and that's all right. I like that. Okay.
I mean, you know, everybody don't sing the same song, but they like to sing.
Absolutely.
So you got to know what record to play.
Yeah, you are right about that. I think, you know what? I think we all become bilingual once we get into a relationship and we learn our person's love language. Because theirs could be totally different from ours, you know. Or it could be one and the same. You never know. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, everybody's an individual, so you have to learn, you know what I'm saying? I don't think no two people speak the same language. When it comes to love, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I agree. I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, I bought a collaboration, so Ms. VIP, if you would please.
Yeah.
Y'all done snuck another one in on me? Oh, all right. Well, the mic is y'all's. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. When I see you, I just want to run in your arms. Your arms hold me tight, and I know this night I am happy. See, I am a woman who believes it's not what you say, it's what you do. You make me smile, laugh out loud.
I find myself making sure my skin is soft, my lips full and sweet for you to kiss. Your arms I need to hold me, embracing so long I feel you after we part. Your cologne stays on my pillow. I can't wait to go to bed to feel closer to you. Now you know that's the way I feel about you.
Now that I know, do you know my desires? I have forced them to get me slapped, but I'm inspired. Will your imagination blend with my fire? I can read our common interests. What I don't hear is what some fear. You may never want to be adventurous. I dig making you smile over miles of frustration. Menage it twice, you will. With the third being our way of communicating. And you smile even when our voice is still. I play your favorite song without knowing what it is. I hear it during those nights I wished you were here.
I know not of your desires unless they mirror mine. I dream of intelligent conversation, laughter, intentional nakedness, anytime, anywhere, as long as it's with you I'm with. My imagination will seep into your fire and set it into flame. I feel so free like a natural woman. Crazy how love comes and you see life differently. I was losing hope, but you came in my midnight hour, took my hand and our dance began. I yearn for you until I see you. Then I want you. And the need gets so intense, I'm afraid of losing all sense. Yet with you, I'll never feel the need to straddle the fence. I took a chance with you. What fear is there in love? Love is connection, energy, and all other aspects I hope to share with you. And the song you hear while wishing I was there is the thing I hear wishing to fame.
We both took chances, and love is a chance. Some base love on how well one can dance. But this tango we step to can be flawed within that bruise. Let's write our own song, the one we should dance to. What we say in lines can't convey our minds. The literal can never replace what's felt in kind. Youth has its imaginary friends. Adults imagine the perfect lover. We seasoned veterans know the difference. Same book, different cover. I have no grievances with the freebie's hand. I tend to gravitate to the orbit I'm in. Norman Conner said it best. You are my starship, but I digress. In peace.
Y'all two are something else. I love that piece. Just going to sneak it up in here on a sister. That's all right. You know, you two, you work very, very well together. You just, you know, your energies, your words, they mesh well. And that piece was everything. Man. Hey, Diva, you know what?
Yeah.
You won't stop sneaking this stuff in. I know I was sick this week. But you could have gave me a heads up. Y'all probably been plotting this since the first and second collaboration y'all did. It's okay, though. I like this, Joe. That was all right. It's all good, though.
Thank you.
I really, really do. That was beautiful. Man, I don't know what the song
Thank
was playing
you.
For y'all, but I got a song for y'all. But Joe, thank you so much for your insight, calling in and sneaking in a collaboration with my diva or me. It's cool, though. I still got love for you. But I'm going to send you over there in the love lounge with everybody else. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I'm going to do this for y'all, diva. This is dedicated.
Okay.
Told us, so you were so nervous, and yeah.
All right.
Ooh, I love that song.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Y'all really threw me for a loop right there. But I tell you what, I would like to hear some more of your beautiful words. If you don't mind, would you bring what you brought for us to listen to?
I did.
Right.
I wanted to title this Language of Love, but I might have to leave it untitled.
Well, the mic is yours.
Okay, thanks. If I were magic, I'd come in the late night hour to hold you close, massage the ills of the day away, kiss your lips, and without your permission, lick my way over every contour of your body, smelling your scent, arousing you, which arouses me. Yet, just let me hold you. See, I know you like physical touch, followed by words of affirmation. Taste me back and learn of me. We are of the same mind. Each time I'm with you, I will always uplift you, pray for you, no matter where we end. In my arms, I hope you feel your home. You're the gift I never expected, a balm to my soul. You are my smile that originates in my heart and shines love on my sleeve. And if you ever need a reminder, just look into my eyes. Always reflect the love I have for you. And that's that piece.
Oh, Diva. You said you are the smile that originates in my heart. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Oh, God. Girl, you got away with words. You really do. I love that piece. It just makes you go, yeah, you are. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, you lean on your hands. Yes, baby. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Tell me. I love that. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, man. Thank you for that piece.
You.
That was awesome.
Absolutely. So do you. I know you have something delicious to close us out with.
I do. It's very short.
And you're ready.
And it's
might
untitled.
Be cool. All right.
Thank you.
It's all.
Thank you. Okay. My love language isn't hard to understand. It is spoken in the simplest of tongues. If you told me you were having a hard day, pave your steps home with sponges of encouragement and positivity to absorb the stress and negativity you've endured. If you felt your spirit was facing a dark place, I would lasso stars and sprinkle droplets of my light all around to guide your way back. My touch is always gentle. My kiss will always reach your lips. My flaws are the roadmap to the love I keep open to you. In my eyes, 1,000 stories are waiting to be told by you. My smile will always blush for you, because in your presence, quivers of butterflies play hide and seek within me. I love you, and that's that piece.
Ooh.
And that's something I had to write real quick, because I was stuck, girl. I couldn't figure out anything to write. I had to come up with something.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Every time I smile, I blush. Did you say that, Diva?
Except my smile will always blush for you. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Always.
Yes. And the butterflies play hide and seek. Yeah.
The butterflies, yeah. Quivers of butterflies play hide and seek within me. Yes.
Girl.
I thought it sounded good.
No, it was beautiful. Because you know what it makes me vision, like Like he comes in and your eyes just light up and then you smile and it's like, ooh, hey, you know, and he's like, hey, baby. And it's like, woo. So see, that's how I see that.
Yeah, so
that's
you know,
just awesome. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in love with someone and you love being around them, you love the presence of them, they make you take that deep breath of excitement and anxiety. It's like, my baby's here. You know what I mean? And then you always get butterflies when you love the person that you're with. And, you know, they will always make you blush. You know, it's like that. You know, I've experienced that at some point in my life, you know, and that's how I know, you know, when you are really in love with that person, you will always be excited about seeing them. You will always want to hear from them. And you will always want to bring them some comfort and find out what's going on with them. You know, even way before you even throw your concerns about yourself in there. You want to put them first and find out so you can get them to the point where they are also excited and anxious about seeing you. Always. They want to just fall into you. You know what I mean? And just release. And, you know, you want your arms to be open for them always. Yeah. But this is an awesome show. It went pretty well. You're going to start smoking the pieces up in there on me, and then you're going to start threatening me. any last words for our listeners and our callers?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. First of all, I would like to thank you. Everybody who called in and who participated tonight, even the ones that were listening online, streaming out as you will, I appreciate you. I really love you guys. But on real tip, wear your mask still. Get vaccinated if you can. If you cannot, please take the proper precautions because this thing is real. And now we got a Delta variant, and we're having now we have a Lambda variant. So this thing is getting resistant. So please be safe. God bless you guys. Diva?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And I want to thank you too, Diva. You know the show don't work without you, girl. And, you know, you, like my Diva said, everybody be safe. You know, I don't know what I'm dealing with right now. I don't know if I'm dealing with the next variant or if it's just a common cold, but it's lingering. And, you know, there are people out there with compromised immune systems that cannot fight this off. You know, and I want you guys to be safe, you know, and that begins with loving yourselves and being vigilant of what's going on with you and respecting one another and loving one another. I want to thank all my callers, all my listeners, everybody that came in here and dropped some magnificent pieces as usual. Y'all just continue to protect yourself. Yes, wear your mask.
Absolutely.
You know,
stay safe.
I love you guys, and I'm gonna send you out with this. Peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason.
been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold no one like leaving fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. That of the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes
the most,
one day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, winter's cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my ship go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No. It seems that of the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.